Good morning. Pleased to be here.
Now, are people still ignorant of a lot of aspects of death and I guess the logistics when someone passes away?
Yes, often people don't engage with what happens when someone passes away in their life until that event occurs. And so for a lot of people, they don't have an experience to draw on about what happens when someone passes away.
Yeah. So, yeah, lots of other things, I guess, in life, you know, birthdays, weddings, what have you, we plan for, but it's very hard, I guess, sadly, unless someone is, you know, facing a slow passing. We don't sort of really prepare and plan for death, do we?
No, not really, which is why Remembrance Park Central Victoria is participating in the annual Dying to Know More Day to try and educate and empower people about those aspects of living and dying.
So what exactly happens on the day? People roll up there and what are they going to see? What are they going to experience?
So the day starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. There'll be some talking presentations from various people who've been kind enough to donate their time to come onto the stands for us. So we've got very special kids coming to chat, a local lawyer, Bendigo Hospice Services, grief support, and a range of other people who've donated time. You will be able to talk to them at various stands or listen to the talking presentations, which are on at 11 and again at 12:30. We'll also have cremation tours, 10:30, 12 and 1:30, if you're interested in understanding more about the crematorium and how and what's the process when a family elects a cremation.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. And I guess there's the double jeopardy here in terms of we don't plan ahead in many cases, but also people don't plan for themselves as well, like wills, you know, having people understand what they want to happen to them once they pass, you know. It can be a real minefield, I guess.
It can very much be. And so part of the day is to give people the opportunity to be able to ask those sorts of questions about what do I need to do to prepare. What can we do for them here at Remembrance Parks in any one of our cemeteries? How can we help them if they want to pre-purchase and pre-arrange everything? And we can talk them through all the various steps and help them understand what their options are, because it can be quite a complicated area to plan for and also to help people start to think about maybe how they can have some of those conversations with their loved ones.
Yeah, well, these types of events certainly would help greatly with that. It's free, we should say, and certainly a very important question there. You'll be able to get a cup of coffee and something there as well.
You will. There'll be a coffee van and there will also be food vans here this year. So this is the first time the event's been run, I believe, for 3 years now, because, of course, it was shut down during COVID, like a lot of other events. So we put on the food vans and the coffee, and, yes, it most certainly is a free event, and we really would encourage people, if they have the time, to come along and ask as many questions as they have. And we'll do our best to try and give people more information and help them understand what it is Remembrance Parks does.
Yeah. So what about the where's and when's, Emma?
So it's at the Eagle Hawk Remembrance Park, or the Eagle Hawk Cemetery, as it used to be called. Which is in Victoria Street at Eagle Hawk, and the event's on from 10 until 2 p.m.
This coming Sunday,
yes.
Fantastic. Well, I would certainly urge people to get along there, and you know, if you're worried talking about it, as I said at the introduction, there's only two things we can be sure of, Emma, and that's death and taxes. So we may as well find out a bit more about it. So when that time comes, it just makes it a little easier on everyone. And really appreciate you taking the time to have a chat to us this morning. Thank you.
Great. Thanks very much.